From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has left on his final foreign trip as U.S. leader with stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru. In Germany, he meets with a number of European leaders and told reporters Monday he'll reaffirm Washington's support of a strong, integrated, and united Europe. In Peru, Mr. Obama takes part in a two-day Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit.
Finally, in Peru, I'll meet with the leaders of countries that have been the focus of our foreign policy through our rebalance in the Asia-Pacific. This is a time of great change in the world, but America's always been a pillar of strength and a beacon of hope to peoples around the globe, and that's what it must continue to be.
Before leaving Washington Monday, Mr. Obama said his only meeting with President-elect Donald Trump last week, he came away convinced Mr. Trump is not as ideological as people think, that he'll be a pragmatic leader if he surrounds himself with good people.
I think what will happen with the president-elect is there are going to be certain elements of his temperament that will not serve him well unless he recognizes them and corrects them.
Mr. Obama said the New York businessman faces a quick wake-up call when he confronts the realities of the job he'll take over January 20th. The Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Augustin Matata Ponyo, and his cabinet have resigned as part of an agreement reached last month that extends President Joseph Kabila's rule to April 2018. Mr. Kabila will stay on until then at the head of a new power-sharing government, though his elected mandate expires in December. Violent protests over the delayed elections have killed dozens in September. The main opposition rejects the accord, accusing Mr. Kabila of using his extended time in office to change the Constitution and secure a third term. This is VOA News. Turkish warplanes carried out 15 airstrikes Monday at suspected Islamic State positions in and near the northern Syrian town of Al-Bab in support of a Turkish-backed ground rebel offensive. It's part of the Turkish drive to push the Sunni militants and Kurdish fighters away from the border area. The U.S. Monday condemned an Israeli committee's recommendation to advance legislation that legalizes an unauthorized Jewish settlement scheduled to be dismantled next month in the West Bank on private Palestinian land. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
Our policy, as you know, on settlements is clear. We believe they are corrosive to the cause of peace. This legislation would be a dramatic advancement of the settlement enterprise, which is already gravely endangering the prospects for a two-state solution. This only makes clear the choice Israel faces between building more settlements and preserving the possibility of peace.
She said the law could pave the way for the legalization of dozens of illegal outposts deep in the West Bank, inconsistent with prior Israeli legal opinion. As expected, the European Union Monday agreed to more robust defense posture in the wake of last week's U.S. election that could result in a change in U.S. policy. Bert Kunters is the Dutch foreign minister.
I think there is a realization that there is a strategic moment for Europe right now. We are surrounded by autocratic, assertive, or fragile countries. That means we have to take more of our own responsibility. Secondly, I thought that the old debate between, you know, the strategic autonomy of Europe or the membership of NATO is over. It's very pragmatic in its conclusions that we need to do more.
President-elect Donald Trump during the election campaign demanded that Europe pay more for its own defense. Germany's ruling coalition has agreed to back Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, the country's next president, succeeding Joachim Gauck, whose five-year term ends in February. Steinmeier was nominated by his rival, Social Democratic Party. Guinea-Bissau's president, José Mário Vaz, dissolved the government Monday amid a political succession crisis that has gripped the country for a year. The deadlock began in August of last year when Mr. Vaz sacked his prime minister. The ruling party's factions have so far failed to resolve their differences over a successor. The chief prosecutor of the Hague-based International Criminal Court Monday said war crimes may have been committed in Afghanistan in 2003 and 2004 through what she called cruel or violent interrogation of detainees. Fatou Bensouda said the Taliban militia, as well as Afghan and U.S. forces, including the Central Intelligence Agency, may be complicit in war crimes. In the northern U.S. state of Minnesota Monday, three Somali Americans were sentenced for conspiring to support Islamic State in Syria. They're part of a larger group expected to be sentenced later this week. The two received lesser sentences for cooperating with investigators. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.